An Elk Grove woman and her 93-year-old mother are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports you have a decent chance of seeing one of them at a San Francisco Giants home game on the field.
In 1993, there was a story in Sports Illustrated about the Giants program that allowed older men to be on the field during the game to track down foul balls. The men are now known as ball dudes. Dudes. Only dudes. At the time, Kareen Mullane was 67 and wondered why a woman couldn't join the fun. So she contacted the team president.
I wrote a letter to Peter McGowan and told him that I had just retired from teaching at Juvenile Hall, and I thought I could possibly handle the game if they would like to have the ladies start.
She made her first start a week later and quickly learned about the part of the uniform that goes over the white socks to keep them from falling down.
The only problem I had was that I couldn't get into the uniform correctly. They had something like knickers or stirrups that they were supposed to wear, and nobody knew what to do with the women.
Once she figured that out, she took her position along the wall in foul territory and soon made the acquaintance of first baseman Will Clark.
Well, he was going to catch a ball because he was on first base, and I was on first base sitting there waiting for somebody to miss so I could catch a ball, and he ran into me.
Now, most baseball fans would say Kareen was at fault, but this is a former teacher at Juvenile Hall we're talking about.
Didn't hurt me, but we talked later about it, and he apologized, and I said, well, that was fine. He was excused.
That's right. Will Clark apologized for running into her. She says she might have apologized, too. Her daughter, Molly Mullane Cavagnaro, lives in Elk Grove and says her mom became something of a celebrity.
For the first 5 years, she was the only woman on the field. She was doing almost every night at Candlestick Park, freezing her butt off, but doing it, having a blast, loving the notoriety. She was signing autographs in elevators and grocery stores and department stores, and everybody knew who she was.
The team even produced baseball cards with each dude and dudette's picture. In 2001, Molly signed on to help her mom, and they both worked games for the next 9 years until Kareen's second retirement, and coincidentally, the year Molly took a tour of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. It was there Molly had the idea to suggest the baseball card issued by the team for her mom be included in the Women in Baseball section. So she sent an email to the library director of the hall.
So he sends me the last email and says, congratulations, I just want to congratulate you on getting your mother into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown as the first ball dudette for the San Francisco Giants. And you too, as the first mother-daughter duo for the San Francisco Giants or any team in baseball.
At Christmas, Molly wrapped up all 17 emails and presented them to her mother.
She opened up the present and I had to read her the emails and she couldn't believe it. And she's a tough cookie, but this one little tear was coming down and she just said, what have you done?
Soon, a trip to Cooperstown was in the offing.
It was like the queen was walking in because, I mean, most of the people that are celebrated have already passed away that are at the age she's at. They rolled out the red carpet. We had to wear white gloves and go behind the scenes. We saw things that aren't even out on the floor that people never see. We saw that we held the bat that Will Clark hit his home run against Nolan Ryan. I was holding Babe Ruth's uniform.
And for Mom, what was that experience like going there?
It was just absolutely the most exciting thing. It was really kind of nice, and I saw whatever little things I had, the letter I had written, copies of the letter, and some of the pictures. They have it down in the library.
Kareen says she's slowing down a little and won't be able to go to the Giants home opener this year for the first time in 2 decades. I asked Molly what she's learned from all this.
So the moral of the story is ask for what you want because you may just get it.
Molly will be back on the field this year for her 19th season. Bob Moffitt, Cap Radio News.